I am recording this voicemail because I cannot let these thoughts rest inside my head. I need you to know that I exist. I am the student sitting in the back row. I am like a shadow that you never see. I am like a whisper that you never hear. You are the professor I see whenever I close my eyes. You are my professor of philosophy. And you are on my thoughts all the time. All the fucking time. I count the days, the hours, the minutes until next time we will meet. My mind reacts to you, as does my body. And I don't know the difference for a start. Like you, I don't agree with the Cartesian dualism. One cannot separate mind from body. You convinced me of that. The interactions are too strong. My pulse, my breathing, those phenomena inside my head when I think of you and your words. I am much more a disciple of Spinoza. For if mind and body were truly distinct, then how would they coordinate with such force? Yet I think I have free will. I think, therefore I am. I want to have that free will. Even though I know, I overanalyze everything. And that is because I am aware of this urge that affects my mind. At the same time, I don't really understand why I desire you so much. And why I act the way I do. So, my mind must be a part of my body, or the other way around. You didn't see me during that lecture, but I was nodding when you explained how Hume so correctly stated that passions rather than reason govern how we act. Reason is and ought only to be the slave of the passions. My passions for you, my constant yearning for you. But is it right that I should feel this way about you? You, the professor, and I, the student. I am not sure if I agree with Hume again on that. Ethics are not abstract moral principles. It is instead coming from emotions. We do what we feel like the animals we are in one sense, and then we rationalize afterwards. My brain trying to find excuses for my physical reactions to you, not merely to you as an idea. No, and here I need no further analysis. You are. You are not an object, not an appearance, whose existence and connection occur only in my representation of you. You are something more. I am rambling, I'm sorry. I'm thinking too much. Thinking about your lecture on the thing in itself. Because if we consider objects of sense as mere appearances, they must be based upon that very thing in itself, though we know not this thing as it is in itself. But really, I can only know its appearances, the way in which my senses are affected by you. Looking at you, listening to you, smelling you as you pass by. How I would want to use also my other senses. Touch you, even taste you, because you exist. You must, independent of the sensations you cause to me, or Am I doubting myself again? Is this just me assuming too much? Not understanding that there will always be questions that cannot be answered. Not unless I use a set of axioms, given things, that I can never prove without assuming other axioms, and so on, making it all so incomplete. But I want to know, I need to be certain to find a fixed point in universe. And I would like that point to be you. And I need to know what I really feel. Is it love? Such a difficult, impossible word. Is it love that is never consumed? The purest love, the most beautiful love. Like when you lectured me on Plato's Symposium about Eros and its incarnations both as erotic love and something that can inspire me, give me things I so sadly lack. Courage, valor, ability to do great deeds and works. The Eros vanquishing my fears, helping me attain spiritual heights. I want to go there with you. Climb the ladder of love. The ladder that starts with carnal attraction between body and body. That attraction that is haunting me night and day. When I close my eyes at night, I feel it so vividly. I am right there at the bottom of the ladder. I moan, I gasp, I squirm, I surrender. Help me accept that I am where I am, that this is just the first step. It is torture, it is agony, it is battle between body and mind. It is bliss and sweet sensations tingling through me. I know that I should progress, but I also want to dwell there, in the realm of the senses. Again, thinking about you and what you could do to me, what I could do to you, if we were close, if we were somewhere else, with all the time in the world. But you must believe me when I tell you I want my mind to climb up that ladder. I remember the story you told me about Eros. I want to understand how Socrates taught how one can progress. Going from love, an all-consuming passion for body. Your beautiful body. You, the object of my desires. To relaxing my passions so I can grasp what is beyond. To an idea of beauty. And finally, getting to love the beauty of the mind. The idea of beauty itself. Please, Professor, help me go there. Let us climb the ladder together. You lead, and I follow. But to climb, one must start, and I know where I want to begin. At the bottom, where my weakness takes me again and again. That physical level. Because I am just a student that needs to take those first steps. My body intertwined with my mind. It doesn't matter if it is a priori or a posteriori, if I can deduce from pure reason, or if I have to rely on experience. I just know that I need you, crave your mind to enlighten me. Crave your corporal being to approach me. Your eyes seeking me out, dispersing darkness. Your ears hearing me through the silence. Your mouth forming the sounds that I cling to. And your face open to my searching fingers. your body pulling me in like a gravitational field. I am imagining you now, as I am speaking these words, not merely as an idea in my mind, but as a messenger of Eros, my bringer of wisdom. And my whole body aches from that knowledge that without you, I am left in the void, unknowing, unloved. So please, let me love you. Love you at least from a distance. Because our love could be so wonderful. Our love is not selfish. Our love could deliver us to a higher stage, where I humbly follow you. On the ladder of Eros, a love that is not mere lust, but purifying, radiating through the hazy clouds of my troubled mind, golden and shining, platonic. This is the end of my voicemail, a voicemail that I will never send to you. Never.